Hi, this is Mark Krause, and I hope you enjoyed our family singing CD. Our heart's desire is that the Lord Jesus would be glorified. Isaiah 59:2 says, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. The God of heaven came down to us and became a man born of a virgin, born in a barn, and laid in a feeding trough. He lived a sinless life, and he allowed the people that he created to crucify him. God chose to humble himself that much in order to save us from our sins. To enter into his kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, you must be born again. This supernatural experience of being born again is like a caterpillar changing into a butterfly. It's that drastic of a change. God will change your heart and remove the hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, and shame, and replace them with love, joy, and peace. We also have an enemy of our soul. That's the devil. The Bible says he steals and kills and destroys. His tactic is to distract you with the sinful pleasures of this life that leave you empty and broken, wondering, what's the point of living? We were made for God, to be his children, and until we are reconciled with him, we will never be at rest. There is hope in the God of hope. If you want to escape the cycle of sin and guilt and be brought back into the family of God, humble yourself and tell God you're sorry for sinning against him. Turn from your sin, that's called repentance, and then put your faith in the perfect sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection. He loves you so much that he died for you. Prayer is just talking to God, and God hears the prayers of those who are sorry for their sins. He promised that if anyone comes to him, he would not turn them away. And since it's impossible for God to lie, we can trust his promises. Trusting in God is called faith, and that pleases him. Don't think you have to be perfect to come to God. You just need to be willing to forsake your own way and your sin, and he will give you his power and free you from every sin that enslaves you. Surrender everything, your whole being, to Jesus Christ, and you will never regret it, and you will never be the same. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing God's word. I want to challenge you to turn off every distraction and start reading the New Testament book of Matthew. See what Jesus himself has done for you and what he has to say about being a follower of his. If you have any questions or want to learn more about Jesus, you can contact us on our website, kingdomchristians.org. God bless you.